Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. TV is going digital. Many households across the country may have to change their sets to keep up. Yesterday, the Senate Commerce Committee set a deadline to complete the conversion from old analog signals to digital TV broadcasts. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. John, what is the deadline?
Mark your calendar, Alex. It's April 7th, 2009. That's the date for the end of non-digital TV broadcasts in that Senate bill.
Did they throw a dart at a calendar, John? Or is there, I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Oh, this was a hard-fought issue. Lots of competing interests went into it. TV makers, TV networks and stations, retailers, and police and fire departments and other first responders all had their input into this date. Plus, not incidentally, April 7th that year comes just after the end of the Final Four NCAA basketball tournament.
Right,
so that's going to be the last time you can watch it on your old analog over-the-air TV set.
Okay, explain the participation of the firefighters and the first responders, because I think that's an important element of this.
Yeah, shutting down the old analog non-digital broadcasts is going to free up lots of over-the-air space for two-way radio signals. Now, police and firefighters desperately need that. We saw the problems of a lack of two-way radio space during the 9/11 attacks in New York City. So police and firefighters want all this to happen sooner rather than later. And the government's already given broadcasters digital space on the airwaves. So the government now is asking for that analog space back to give to first responders.
This means that you're going to have to buy a new TV set pretty soon?
That's right, because the old sets can't interpret the new over-the-air digital signals. We're not talking here about cable or satellite-delivered broadcasts. Those services provide boxes that show those signals. But close to 80 million over-the-air TV sets will become obsolete in the spring of 2009. You either have to get a new set by then, or you can get a converter box. Now, each one of those boxes could cost $50 or even $60 to help low-income people afford them. The Senate bill includes $3 billion designed to bring the converter cost down to about $10 a set. And this government subsidy would come from an auction of the old analog space that the broadcasters will be giving up.
So, and why do all this now, John?
Well, as you know, digital signals are clearer, sharper, the sounds are better. Plus, digital signals make much more efficient use of valuable spectrum space, the airwaves. Broadcasters can fit more broadcasts in the same space, so you can see how they're just licking their chops at the money-making potential of digital broadcasting. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're going to find out how softwood lumber may have done the impossible. Make Canadians angry.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.